Welcome again. It's Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com with another companion podcast for wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFighter.com website. It's the Trader Joe's Grand Reserve Dry Creek Valley Zinfandel 2021. Just when I was starting to think that Trader Joe's is getting out of the wine business, because they hadn't had anything new in months, I think I saw 10 new wines there. I was like, okay, there is just someone needed to give them a little push, and there we go. Dry Creek Valley is north of the Russian River. It is west of the Alexander Valley, but east of the Sonoma Coast. It is a Zinfandel. It's one of the leading Zinfandel places in the world. In the 1890s, they planted almost exclusively Zinfandel up there in Flaxroy Hat. Flaxroy is this little moth that eats grape vines, and it devastated Europe, and it hit California, but kind of before they were really a wine destination. So after they got a hardier version of these grapes and or vines and replanted Zinfandel again, and a bunch of those vineyards are still there. I mean, turn of the century, last 125-year-old vineyards. The Dry Creek Valley Vintners Association says they have the largest concentration of old vine vineyards of Zinfandel anywhere in the world. You normally think of in California, especially in the affordable price range of Lodi, as a place for Zinfandel. But Dry Creek's up there, and then Paso Robles, too. In my mind, a Dry Creek was always more of a more elegant, classy type of Zinfandel. Lodi was tended to be more of the farmer's zin, a little bit rough and ready, around the edges, a little spicier. But not here. This wine is 15% alcohol, which makes it a big boy, but Zinfandel is one of those grapes that can hold the alcohol without it getting hot or affecting the taste at all. And we're going to take a sip here. And it has this kind of a cool, half elegant, half farmhouse. I mean, it's smooth and sleek on one hand, and it's got some rough and ready spices. It's jammy. You know, so it's got both things going on at the same time, which is my favorite way of Zinfandel. When I get that, I mean, I don't want it to be one way or the other. I want it to be both ways. I want it both ways. And this one does it for a $12.99 Trader Joe's Zinfandel. You get the sleek and classy, and you get the rough and ready. I like it. It's my thing. I mean, I don't know what you think about Zinfandel, but I like my Zins not to be tamed. I want them to have a little bit of a rough side on them, and this one is, you know, it's big and bold, but it's not too big and bold. It's not like you got to challenge yourself to drink it. So there you go. It's kind of a nice, look at another sip. It's a pretty nice Zinfandel. They said it was Asian oak, American oak. So you're getting that chocolate, maybe some molasses. I even got some dusty, like Nestle's Quick Powder going on. You get raspberry, tart cranberry, blackberry, some plums. Got good length. The acidity's nice. Tannins are out of the way. The tannins don't bug you anyway. It drinks well at 15%. I mean, sometimes that could be, it's a little bit of a big boy. It's going to be hard to drink. No, it just absorbs that and just keeps on ticking. So there we go. I mean, it's just a really good Zinfandel. I mean, it's my style of Zinfandel. I mean, it's the half and half. Sleek and elegant, rough and ready. And it does them both. It has like three different types of spice going on. So there you go. I don't know what to say about it. I mean, I like it. It's $12.99. Often these Grand Reserve wines, Trader Joe's says they were kind of like equal to a retail wine at twice the price. And for these Dry Creek Zins, about $25 is really a sweet spot for them. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is actually what they say it is. When Trader Joe's talks about their wines, they're usually pretty right. And so it's drank. It's a nice Zinfandel. If you're looking for a summer wine, a big red for the summer, or especially as we get hopefully out of the hotter weather, though I don't know about that. Sitting outside where it's not sticky and too hot, because actually in the air conditioning, it drinks just fine. So yeah, I mean it's my favorite Zinfandel of the year so far. I've had a few before, and they've always been that's okay, but this is the first one that goes I likey. And I do like it, and it's Trader Joe's. I'll say the name of it again, Trader Joe's Grand Reserve Dry Creek Valley Zinfandel 2021. I usually prefer the Lodi varietal, but this time Dry Creek is getting the job done for me. So that's it for me, Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. I think I got a rosé coming up next, but we'll have all sorts of stuff. So adios, take it easy, and stay cool and safe, and I'll be talking to everybody. Keep it cheap. Bye-bye.